Here's your host, Alex Garrett.
All right, I know I'm supposed to get a little emotional, a big emotional today about the Roe v. Wade opinion. I'm supposed to be all over this. I'm supposed to be as a podcaster, as someone, maybe a transmitter of information, if you will, very informed, very up to date, and be emotional about it. But what if I'm actually not as emotional about the overturning as I could be? Because, yes, I don't believe Roe v. Wade should be overturned. I also don't believe abortion should be the first resort. But I digress. Because here's where my worry is. At what level of our branches of government and branches of the United States of America are we secure right now? At what level now do we have security protecting information, documents, and even lives? Because clearly the leak from the Supreme Court, not only today, showed the first breach ever in SCOTUS, the highest court, but it put the lives of the five that want to overturn Roe v. Wade at stake. That's the thing for me right now. It put the lives of the judges at stake that are for it. Because these radicals will go out there and try and find these Supreme Court justices. Even poor Clarence Thomas, who's out of the hospital. So the five that agreed with overturning Roe v. Wade, their lives are now in jeopardy. And I don't know if this clerk that leaked it out wanted that to happen, or just wanted the public to know through political, hey, this is what's going to happen in about a month. But the insecurity at SCOTUS, never mind the fact that Clarence Thomas's wife was texting everybody during the Jan 6 insurrection and leading up to it. But now you have this. You have leaks from Congress where Kevin McCarthy's audio is being leaked out to the media. Private conversations. Madison Cawthorn and whatever he's dealing with. I don't know. I hope this other guy that primaries him wins at this point. There's an ethics complaint times what? A few against him also? So which branch of our United States of America is secure? And I say none of them. And when you have a non-secure government, a non-secure presidency, a non-secure judicial system, where are we? Well, this is again why it comes down to an Alex Garrett podcasting, you and me. Just you and me, on the ground people, working to make things work, just getting along with each other. Just being kind to one another. And just getting along. Because our three branches of government are not getting along right now. And they're certainly as hell not being secure. The presidency, we've had the president next to multiple people who've been exposed to COVID. We've had an Easter bunny take him away from a question. Legislatively, we've got McConnell versus Schumer once again. We've got Manchin and Sinema versus the Democratic Party. We've got Republicans walking out on Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination vote for the Supreme Court. There is no security or alignment right now. It's a full throttle divisiveness, and that's hit the Supreme Court even more so today. Now, on the idea of overturning it, what I believe is that, yes, abortion should be an option. It should not be the first resort, as I feel that, I think I've said this before, as I feel that many leave it to be, or push it to be, or make money on. thinking of Planned Parenthood, making money on these babies being killed. That's horrific. Do it for the right reason. If you're going to do something as traumatic to the woman and as horrible as that. But don't push it on them so you can go out and buy a Mercedes or whatever you're going to do. Don't sell baby body parts. This just sounds disgusting. It sounds disgusting to know that that happens. I tried to stay from politics for a while, but this one, whenever life issues come up, I take it really seriously. Not because I feel like I'm a pro-life story, but because there were doctors out there that gave my mom and dad the chance to have a son and to give their son a life. Now we have doctors saying, kill the baby. 30 years later, with eyes wide open, I do want to defend life. But that doesn't mean I want to take away a woman's choice. I just want women to be able to have their own choice, to not feel pressured to do this, but to actually have it. And I feel that if Roe v. Wade is overturned, they will be scared. And we don't want that either. We don't want that either. We want better sex education in the schools, 100% correct. But we also want there to be some middle of the roadness here. That if a woman feels it has to be done, we don't take that right away from them. But if there are other options that could be done, give them to her. Present them to her. The abortion bans, they're a little complicated for me to even figure out. 15 weeks, 24 weeks, and whatnot. I don't want to weigh into those right now because we're going to see tons of those bans, especially if Roe's overturned. And I don't think that's... I think if you're going to ban abortion, you have to do it at a reasonable week rate, which maybe 15 weeks is a good rate. But I know many would say don't even ban abortion at all. But there could be some regulation that goes into this. And regulation comes through both the Roe v. Wade Act and I think through the bans. But I digress. The other thing about today that's interesting to me is that how many times, especially on the conservative right, have we heard that this is not a living document? This is a document that was made many moons ago and it's not living, can't be amended. Yet I believe the forefathers left the amendments to continue. Remember, the Constitution kept getting amended back in the day. Well, 50 years ago, a huge amendment happened to the Constitution. And every Supreme Court justice that has been on the nominee stand has said they will preserve it, left or right. Am I wrong? Every justice that has gone through the rigorous hearings have said they would want to preserve the Constitution as is. Which to me meant preserving Roe v. Wade. But Sam Alito, along with four others, Justice Alito involved with four others, are saying it's time to ditch that. And Alito, in fact, in his opinion leaked to the Politico today, said, "We do not pretend to know how our political system or society will respond to today's decision overruling Roe and Casey. Even if we could foresee what would happen, we would have no authority to let that knowledge influence our decision." But see, if 50 years it's been a law, then it should remain a law. It should be a protection for women. And maybe, I've been hearing all day that Justice Roberts maybe wants to say the Mississippi ban is okay, but let's not overturn the whole Roe v. Wade around. Let's not overturn it. And maybe Chief Justice has also lost control of the SCOTUS if this is happening. Everything of that? So, unfortunately, people are going to celebrate today. And people are going to march and protest today. I'm not in the mood to do either. I'm in the mood to see, like, okay, this happened. What happens next? But I'm in the mood to remind people that the idea of abortion being the first resort, the big push, is wrong. It should not be the big push. It should be the honest to God last resort for a woman to have to go to. There has to be tons of solutions and preventative measures before that idea is even brought up. Because a life inside you is precious. And for doctors to be so hungry to, I'd say, chop up is wrong. And yes, there are stats that say 2,200 plus women have been injured by abortion. There are abortion survivors. There are women who just regret it and have, I think, severe problems after that. But we shouldn't restrict it entirely, because that option for women should be there. We just have to be more responsible with that option. And maybe what I'm about to say is very controversial. But if the weaponization of Roe v. Wade was stopped and observed in a way that is logical and not just jump right into it as the first resort, then yes, the it would be honored by the right, I think, in some respects. By the way, 77% believe in Roe v. Wade. That's Republicans too. 77%. And maybe people will think if I'm advocating to protect Roe v. Wade, I'm advocating to kill kids. No, because I think that the common sense out there would understand that Roe v. Wade protects fundamental rights. It's part of the Constitution. Whether the SCOTUS judges like it or not, it's there. And so to disamend it, to remove it, would cause chaos, maybe cause the storming of the SCOTUS, put the judges at risk of their life. It will be the keg powder, the powder keg, this summer. And do we really want that? I don't think so. So let's find a different way to protect life and to protect a woman's choice. There's got to be other ways. I'm Alex Garrett. We'll talk to you soon.